Red Hawks. Welcome back to this week's episode of United Colors of Liberty. We're your hosts, Maya Silberman.
And Vern Yu.
And today we're here with...
Isaac Mo.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, so my name is Isaac Mo. I am in 10th grade. I'm 15, and things I do for fun is basketball, violin, and... Oh, yeah, Clash Royale.
Solid. Okay, this is a big part. I'm excited to talk about that. I say we dive right into the Clash Royale part.
Sure, go with it.
We're going to talk about Clash Royale.
So wait, for all of our listeners who don't know what Clash Royale is, what is Clash Royale?
So Clash Royale is a really fun game. It's like one of the most popular online games. I see people playing it all over school. And I'm one of the best players in the school because I'm ranked... one of the best players in the U.S. So
what is, like, what do you do in the game? Like, if you had to do, like, a very brief summary, like, what do you do when you play the game?
You just place cards. So, like, it's, like, a strategy game, kind of, or, like, an action game, kind of, yeah.
Okay. I wish this was sponsored by Clash Royale. That would be cool. Okay, so how much time did you spend, like, trying to be the best in the U.S.? How was your journey doing that?
During winter break, I remember playing like 8 hours a day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But like now that school started, I put like probably like an hour a day at most.
So. Okay, solid.
Is it your favorite game?
It's the only game I have.
I hope so. I hope that it's his favorite game.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you've like gotten best in the country for a different game and then you moved on to Clash Royale. No.
Yeah. You can like join like esports. Yeah. Intro to esports.
How do you feel about esports?
I don't keep up with it.
What's about esports? I love
Would
esports.
You join, like, the esports team if you played more games?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I know that for esports, I think you have to play a certain amount of hours and, like, get them signed off.
Oh, really?
I believe, because it's like, if there's a varsity team, I think you have to have, like, certain practice hours, which is a great way to get to play video games if that's what you're into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're more of, like, a PC kind of...
So along with playing Clash Royale, do you do anything businessy at all? Do you have a small business of any type?
It's not really a business. I would say it's like a hobby.
Uh-huh.
So like,
what is it?
I resell Legos or like sell them online. So
is it just like, are they like built or is it just like
pieces? Well, it can be built and like just minifigures. So like it could be like one piece.
Okay. So they're like collectibles?
Yeah. There's most of the Legos I sell are collectibles because like most of the Legos they make nowadays are like, or they don't make most of the Legos they used to. Like they cut them off, like the brand, so they're hard to find, so that's why.
So are they like from your like childhood Lego collection or do you like buy them just to resell them?
Like I started off with my childhood Legos and then like as I made more money, I bought like new ones to resell, so yeah. Mm.
Do you like make a pretty good profit with that or like not really, just for fun?
Well, during the summer I did, but now that school started, I haven't had time to, so. Yeah.
How do you sell them? Like, do you have a website? Do you use, like, Etsy or something? eBay?
I started off with eBay, and then I moved to Instagram.
How is that going for you, Instagram?
I think Instagram's gotten the best. Like, they have, like, I found a community. Like, there's a community of people who, like, sell Legos. So, like, there's an account. I think he has, like, 20,000 followers, and he does like live Lego auctions every week.
Okay, a Lego niche.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it like, it's like the Instagram shop feature, or do you have like an Instagram account where you like, I don't know, DM people and like Venmo or something?
Yeah, it's just an Instagram account that you just follow and DM people.
So we've talked about what you do outside of school, but you said that you're in orchestra inside school?
Yes.
And how do you like orchestra so far?
It's fun because like the music is actually challenging this year and it sounds really good, so.
Okay. Aren't you guys getting ready for UIL?
Yeah, UIL season is coming up, so that means you have to wake up early for practices.
Okay.
Huh? How different is like high school orchestra versus like middle school orchestra?
Oh, way different.
So in what ways?
Well, first of all, the music is harder. the people practice more in high school, and yeah, there are more tryhards in high school.
Okay.
Do you want to like pursue orchestra in the future, or is it just gonna stay in high school or maybe college?
It'll probably just stay in high school. The yeah, music will probably keep going.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of United Colors of Liberty. We're your hosts, Renew
and Maya Silberman,
and we'll see you next week.